Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
God, if you will just get me out of this mess, I'll... Have you ever said that and finished the sentence? Or possibly you said, God, let's make a deal. It may have been when you were in the military and the shells were bursting all around you and you wondered whether or not a bullet had your name on it. It may have been when your car was skidding down the icy slope out of control, or living where roads never get icy. It may have been when a typhoon came screaming across the South China Sea and it was headed directly for your island. It may have been when rebels were about to invade your village, murdering the elderly and children, raping and abusing the women. God, let's make a deal. Foxhole religion, they call it in the military. You understand what I'm talking about. Perhaps you've been there. You've knelt in that little chapel at the hospital, the one with the brightly polished wooden benches, flowers on the table, the crucifix on the wall, the Bible on the table, and fear in your heart. You've shed your tears and gone through your night of darkness. Now things have turned around. The infection is gone. Your marriage has come back together. Your night of danger is over. So now what? Live as though nothing had ever happened? Or did that night of darkness change your life as God met you and brought you through your distress? Once you have been there, there are four things which you should do. First, never forget it was the Almighty who gave you deliverance. After the crisis, it's so easy to think that it was the antibiotics that went to work and gave you back your baby. Or else you got lucky, and whatever circumstances changed for the better. Don't believe it for a minute. The circumstances of your life, negatively or positively, are in God's hands. You don't have the 9 lives of a black cat. You just have one. And what happens to you is not a matter of luck, chance, or fate. God can punch out your ticket as easily as he can hear your faint cry and send you deliverance. Don't forget where you were, and who gave you the deliverance. Second step, don't go near the edge. If alcoholism or addiction was your darkness, give it a wide berth. After Hop Hadley was delivered from alcohol, he spent the rest of his life helping men and women who struggled with that addiction. But when Hadley walked down a street and smelled alcohol coming from a bar, he would walk across the street, proceeding down the opposite side. You see, he didn't trust himself. He gave himself enough space to deal with the problem. When you hear an inner voice saying, "Just this once won't count, I can handle it," rebuke the devil's voice and cross the street. Third, share your testimony with those who are facing their hour of darkness. Knowing that someone else has been through it and they found God's help gives those facing trials hope and help. Paul wrote, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man." And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. That's the good news we must share. Finally, when God has brought you through your night of darkness, live completely for the Lord and realize he gave you back your life twice. Wise is the man or woman who knows that the Lord has been his strength and deliverer, and then walks in the light of his word. One of the greatest tragedies is to focus on your strength rather than his.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.